USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She won't be drawn into a political debate as a judge. That's a message being delivered by Judge Amy Coney Barrett during day three of her Supreme Court nomination hearings. She tells New Jersey Senator Cory Booker that she can't allow herself to be drawn into policy debates.
Do you think it's wrong to separate children from their parents to deter immigrants from coming to the United States?
Well, Senator Booker, that's been a matter of policy debate, and, you know, obviously that's a matter of hot political debate in which I can't express a view or be drawn into as a judge.
A new report says the labor market won't recover from COVID-19 for several years. The study from S&P Global says the employment picture won't look the same as pre-pandemic levels until 2024. The report says that while the overall economy will likely return to pre-pandemic performance levels around the fourth quarter of next year, it will take a few more years for jobs to return. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A late-stage trial for a potential antibody treatment for coronavirus has been halted over safety concerns. Drug maker Eli Lilly says it's pausing the trial after the independent board of medical professionals that oversees its clinical trials recommended the pause. An Illinois teen charged with the murder of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, won't face charges in his home state. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The Lake County, Illinois State's Attorney's Office says 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will not face any charges in his home state of Illinois in the killing of two protesters. The gun used in the shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin, and there is no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. The 17-year-old remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County without bond due to pending criminal charges in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is due back in Lake County court on October 30th for an extradition hearing.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The stock market closed lower on Wednesday as doubt over a coronavirus aid package increases. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 165 points to close just above 28,500. The S&P 500 closed down 23 points with the Nasdaq losing 95. Big tech companies led the slide with Amazon falling more than 2%, Netflix dropping 2.3%, and Microsoft dipping by nearly 1%. A New York newspaper claims to have uncovered a smoking gun linking former Vice President Joe Biden to a Ukrainian natural gas producer. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And for the first time in 77 years, the NFL will not hold a Pro Bowl this season. The league announced Wednesday that it will forego this season's edition of the game, scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, as it focuses on playing a full season in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Las Vegas will instead host the postseason All-Star game after the 2021 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.